Everyone was around, everyone's table was at the wedding. So I had a second. From my perspective, they had no right to make shevet lovos because everybody was at the wedding at one point or another. Ah, that's the key question. At one point or another, what does it depend upon? What point should be there? There's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. What's the din of panach hadashos? According to Tosfos, panach hadashos means that you see somebody new, you get exceedingly happy. There's the extra simcha that's there, that's why you have to make shevet lovos. That's the yeshitas Tosfos. That's what Tosfos holds. At Shabbos, counts for shevet brachos, for panach hadashos, because of the medrash. What does that mean? It means it's an extra simcha on Shabbos. The Rambam has a different view completely. According to the Rambam, panach hadashos means that someone who was not yet at any of the times when shevet brachos was said until now, he has a personal obligation to say shevet brachos. So instead of him saying all shevet brachos himself, he has the benching time. So someone else says that they split it around, etc., etc. But basically, so according to the Rambam, I think I go off the street. According to us, I don't think you can. According to us, it has to be someone who's so important that the chosen will be happy, the kala will be happy when seeing this fellow. Oh. So then the question about a woman. So I thought my own svar, I just came up at that particular shadow. All the women at the wedding or not? I wasn't sure. The woman wasn't there. So I suggested to the people who were sitting next to that. Maybe we can make a Shavuot Baruch Hashem in Manashech. According to Shiva, that Tosfos, a woman should count. A woman may Sameach Sechos of a Kala. That should count. Elamai, what about Shitas? A Rambam, according to Rambam, may not put a woman because maybe women's not Chayim. And Bichas Azimun, and all that kind of stuff. Well, according to the Rambam, maybe someone was at the wedding but left before benching. So they were at the wedding, left before benching, maybe they came after the Chuppah, or whatever, maybe they didn't eat, maybe whatever, they weren't in the Chayim yet, something or other. Try to make some kind of a tziruf. At the end, they turned out all the women were at the wedding and they made the shevet brachos anyway. And on the ground, that some people weren't there. Someone wasn't at the chuppah, they didn't bench, they didn't know he was there. I don't know, I didn't say anything because they did what they did. But it is a complicated shevet. People should not just assume to make shevet brachos like this. You need it. It's a very important halach. Okay. Before I begin, I have a serious question about I talk about Alzheimer's. I told you about it. What do you do with someone who's never in the early stages of Alzheimer's, a young man? What do you do? So the possibility is suggested over here, believe it or not, I'm just reading to you, believe it or not, this is really related to our sugya, to give the get chali achazman. What's happening? We spoke about this in pure theory. Whoever thought, we spoke about yesterday in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the give a get the Achaz Man. What? Whoever heard of such a thing? It's never been done in 100 years, or maybe 800 years. No. So the rabbi writes over here to give a get the Achaz Man. What's man? Should be chal, the last moment that is royal garish, right? Before he never lapses into a state where he can no longer give a get. And he has to swear that he's not going to give a vatal v'get. Okay? And after the time that he's no longer clear, so he will no longer have the misyached with his wife, his ex-wife. That's what he passed. It's interesting. I can't believe it that he actually said this. What's the problem? The problem is they're living together as man and wife, I mean in theory, between the time that he gives a get and the time of the get is chal. We already pointed out that that's not so simple. That's all sugya in the Gemara. I thought we were going to discuss it by Rikhs, but I just want to show you this is not mishal locha lo maisa, a case. Here for sure would be chal. Why? Because the beer is before.
No, the chash that maybe the chal will be
clear. No, there's a difference. The Gemara which we glossed over over here on that. I in Gimel Amud Beis were afraid that Bia is Hashem Kiddushin. So he had no Bia Hashem Kiddushin. He's arguing because for Kerat, the Bia came before the Gerush takes effect. So how can it be a Bia Hashem Kiddushin? They're still married at that time. The question is only, do we say that the Bia should be considered a cancellation of the get? So obviously he's assuming that it's not. He goes into three other possibilities. I'm just giving you the coming attractions. This is Mamash going to be an interesting case. On the page one of this tshuva, he gives you three other possibilities. Okay? Three other possibilities. And it's all based on Arambam. And Arambam's mamish, and all these things. It's unbelievable. Okay, well, let's... Three other possibilities. One, to make an absolute get now, to make a kiddush now tonight. See what's happening? That in case you will become... he'll become a shaita later on, so you vat the kiddush and the mafreya. Oh, so we're going to have to discuss that too. That's number two. To make a get al tanai, or get mafreya, or get of im, okay, which is mamash and our yonim, right? Three, to give a get now with a tzivui, that the get should be given at a time when he's no longer clear. Which of course we spoke about at the very beginning of the parak. Can you do such a thing, right? So I'm just giving you, he doesn't like any of these three things, but he says the best one is get liachas man. So if you think that we're learning stam halacha v'lo l'maisa, just to say a shtickle turn around and shver rambam, you're making a mistake. I just happen to notice that I wanted to bring it into you. This is a coming attraction. We'll discuss later what a beer between husband and wife, what it can do and what it can, what will rule and what it won't. What are the show it to you? I don't want to go into. Okay. Let's first learn it, see what we agree with it. Then I'll let you know who said it. But I don't think we'll agree, frankly. So I'd rather, for the moment, since we're not holding by the sugya yet, right? Although it's close to our yonim, let's wait till we get to. A little further on, we'll get to these again proper. Okay? Ready with me? Good. That's two things before. Now, we were discussing yesterday the sugya of get out tonight, and we mentioned the Shita Sarambam is against everybody else. Called everybody else a get out tonight of in, nothing really happens until the tonight is fulfilled. What we said is a lambda shashayla. What do you mean nothing happens? There's nothing is chal yet. That's the simple pshat. And the big lamdanim say goes even further than that. Now is there no halos gerushin? It's not even what we call halacha a maisa gerushin, and they tie this into the sugya of kol sor kinyano, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday. That to get us to be in the world, that's the sugya here, not by andalid. Perhaps to get us to be in her hand, not in the street. That's a sugya really in ksubas primarily. So all this, according to these mefarshim, these lamdanim, they say pshat, that it only has to be in her hand, to be in the world, at the moment of the maisa, at the moment of the chalos. And therefore they derive from this, that until the k'nai is fulfilled, not only is there no chalos gerishin, it's not even called api aloch, api din, a maisa gerishin. Everything's postponed until later on. The conventional wisdom is not that way. The conventional wisdom is that's exactly the difference between amanas, excuse me, between im and lachasman. Lachasman is postponing everything until later on, even the maisa. That's why Rambam says only a tekun, meanwhile. But by im, this is the way we used to think, im, the maisa is now, and the chalos is whenever the tanai is actually fulfilled. Okay? Fine. This is a standard understanding that before the tanai is fulfilled, nothing really happened. The Rambam comes along and says that if a woman married by a tanai of im before the tanai is fulfilled, lo teise. So you saw by now, I'm sure the Ran says it's impossible. How can the Ran say such a thing? That's crazy. It's against everything. What do you mean lo teise? She's an adulteress. She's married to the first one before the kima tanai. Lo teise. So as the later post can call it, asura lebal, asura lebal. We mentioned yesterday two possibilities to answer this question. So that's first the two possibilities trapped in the Rambam in general. Rav Shach Shalit writes in Avi Ezri on this Rambam that he thinks that in the case of a Tanayim Im, it's really retroactive, contrary to the normal conventional wisdom. It's retroactive. Aye, the same as Me'achshav. No, Me'achshav is even further than that. Me'achshav is not called a Tanayim at all. Me'achshav, the word Tanayim is just a figure of speech. Doesn't really mean Me'achshav. He says, really, a Tanayim, everything is a step down. We always thought that the liachas ma, which means it's just something that's happening later on, is im, where it's chal later on, is me'achshav, where it's a tanai, where it's chal retroactively. That's how we understood it. He says, no, it's all wrong. Because liachas ma is liachas ma. And if Shach is not willing to distinguish between a tanai of im and a tanai liachas ma on a nuanced basis, that one, let's call it the mais of the achazman, and the other case, the chalos of the achazman, that's the kind of simple interpretation, without the fancy lumpus, or other interpretations, he rejects them all, and says that the fact that there's a distinction between the achazman and im, teaches the Rambam that im is really retroactive. No, if im is retroactive, so what's me'achshav already? So me'achshav is retroactive. No, me'achshav is not called a tanai at all. It's only called a gili milsa b'yalma. And because of the gili milsa b'yalma, it doesn't require the Rambam mishpitei atnoim. B'nei godav and iruvah is not necessary. According to the review from the Rambam, and the gel, which is me'achshav, that's explained. That's how he explains why. That's Rav Shach mahalach in this whole sugi. Ah, the Rambam used the expression einam gomrim until later on, and according to the Rav Shach, it didn't even start to the contrary. Rambam's expression in Perek Tes Halacha Hey, in describing a get of im, says the Rambam. Rambam says that it started now. They don't go in until later. According to Rav Shach, it's already finished earlier. It's all retroactive. So you have to understand, no, Enam Gomit is not definitive, it's not finalized yet, but when it happens, it's retroactive. That's how Rav Shach was trying, not Rambam, the Pash doesn't quote the words, that's how he would have claimed Shach, not Rambam. More popular, this is so too radical, no one can believe it, more popular is the opinion of the Torah's Gittin and the Mekeves Tanishtu we spoke about yesterday, of a different construct. They say, according to the Shikas Rambam, a Tanai of Im is comparable to Rav Yochanan's version in Kiddush of Sanach of Shragin Livna, we call it Shiura. The Gemara calls it there. Shin yud vav resh aleph, a shear. You're leaving something, instead of leaving something, it's like it's giving a little bit of space of a brick, a brick layers over there, the Gemara compares it to. So therefore, it's sort of a kind of a creeping chalos. It starts now and then ends a little bit later. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Aye, that's the case. Vaita shver, and this is teitzeh, asur lebala, asur lebala. So here we have two, of the Mekeva says nothing. The Torah's Gittin is an interesting shot based upon a Gemara in the beginning of the ninth parak. Try to look at it some other time. It talks about a violation of Ashes Ish, which is a kind of a discounted violation, because the Ish is not complete. So you would not apply the principle of Asur Labal Labo. That's how it's, again, we're not going through the Gemara now, just making a reference to it in the beginning of the night's parak. And the base mayor says that's a sharp of Shah. I don't know if it's true, but it's certainly sharp. His threat is Kishem Shasur Labal, Kakasur Labo. But over here, once the second guy, in other words, not the original husband, the other guy gives her a ring and does a quote-unquote kiddush nisuin, quote-unquote, so then she becomes a surah to the first guy, the original husband. And once she's a surah to the original husband before the bia, so then the bia with the second guy does not ask her husband, she's also already before. You don't say kashem, kach asurah lebo. As I mentioned to the Maran Sasson, it's a bol sheni, according to some poskim, you don't say Shedding through the bow, tackle through the bowl, shedding because you're ready also to the bow from the bowl region. That's the other motion. This is how he understands Shitas Rambam. So good. That's a second general understanding. It's a kind of an shiur. Again, I have to repeat that as much time as we spend on the Rambam sheet, it's not after all said done a das yochit. Yes, something's fitting better according to the Rambam. We point out the Pnei Yeshua points this out already. Tosis Kash is very shver, the last time signed down with Aleph. He could be Naya Shaposh to the Kibla, so say the same thing by get. Why are we Nikra Veneva? Calling the Rambam, it's good. The Rambam, that would not be a proper Ikim Benai when it comes to this kind of case. Only by Neva, Venikra, why? Even that case, why? If I have to my friend, no. It's a kind of my friend, which means as follows, that if the get could have been valid later on, then it springs back retroactively. But if the piece of paper was lost, the get was lost or burned before the later date, it couldn't have been called from then, it can't go step back retroactively either. Hachidus Harambam in this Nekuda. And similarly, when it comes to a situation of Kiddushin, right? But by get, it can't say Ike ben Asher Posh to Yodah. By Kiddushin, it does say it. Why? What am I saying about Kiddushin? Right over here, not that. By Dalam Ram. Right? By Mekudeshdi Shetiteng. Quanta Rav Yudah, it's Lichashayiteng, when he gives the money. Nafkamina, Shepashta Yada, the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher. So what do you mean? If the first guy's Kiddushin is Me'achshav, then she's married to the first guy. If not, why not? It's also retroactive. Answer is, in the interim, the second guy gave her a ring, That's the equivalent of never. It can't work on its own merits from here on in, so it cannot spring back retroactively either. That's the Gemara Shitz around. Okay? This is the Kitzur review. Most Pulse commanders, you saw the Rambam says that this is off the wall. This is ridiculous. Him is only chal, only chalos, I mean only a maisa, to say it effective as of the moment of the kiyum atznat. Yes, Ali, sorry.
The Gemara keeps making a choice between the soon happen, eris and happen, only eris and only soon. Why is there a choice in terms of the second kiddushins and things being chal?
Al Gemara is all about kiddushin over here. The whole daf I had dalam and I was limited to kiddushin. That's how I understand it. The only difference would be, of course, of the achalot tinase and nisus teitze. That's a discussion where the word nisun comes in. But the basic is sort of kiddushin.
Yeah, why is there chiluk between
the first thing and the second? There is no real chiluk. You might have said im nisus lo teitze. You don't say im nekudeshes lo teitze.
Right.
Oh, that's your answer. That's a good question. That's a good question. I think the answer to that question is as follows. When you say lo teitze, it's probably sort of a human interest component. They're already married, they've already been together as husband and wife. So we don't like to force a couple that's been a couple, a physical couple, and they should have to separate. That's why you're suing. But kiddushin, you're not even such a, you know, want to say lo teitze. What it means? Because you've got a legalistic relationship. So you say easy come, easy go. I understand, but we can make a distinction between that and that. It's a smarter distinction. All right. So this is the Gemara with Shita Sarambam, okay? We just reviewed a little bit because the Rambam is a very radical Shita and it's worth looking at it again. Okay. Does the Shulchan Aruch pass like the Rambam? It seems a little bit, yes, he quotes the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, he actually quotes it. Believe it or not, you think this is a wacko Shita that's going to be rejected? The Machaba quotes the Shita Sarambam. I don't know. Does he mean to accept it completely? I'm not sure. The Beis Meir says he, this last Akuda he wouldn't accept. It's not so clear to me that even that's true. But for your information, he does call the Shitas around. Okay. That's point number one here in the Sugi. Good. Where did he call the Shitas around? Is it for those who haven't seen yet? The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Those of Rambam, you can look inside, but it really just says the same, almost the same words. Kuf Mem Gimel. Rambam says, it starts with a Megoresh al Tanai, if the sky is Tanai, is Megoreshes, and if not, Na Megoreshes. Okay? And Na Megoreshes means, Afilu Hu Kohen Muteres Lo. It's very important. We spoke about this before. You get Shivara. What if a guy's a Kohen and he doesn't want to divorce her because, don't worry, you can divorce her on a condition, and if your condition is not met, you can take her back. What do you mean, I'm also a Grusha? No, no. This is not a Grusha. If the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's nothing. It's zero. Zero. It's one of the svaras, the reasons they say that without it, not Kimat Tanai, it's not even a Maisa Gerish. Because if we were a Maisa, we had a Chalos, called the Sun Post, what's already called a Reha Chaget. We'll get to that later also. That passes to a Kohen. Again, this is talking now the Remisa. What I do want to mention to you, though, is the first Pesachei Tshuva, which brings us right back to our earlier discussions. Fascinating. The case in Simon Kufman Gimel, in the Pesachei Tshuva Sukkotan Aleph, he starts off with the look of the Barhetev in the name of the Marit. What does it say there? Let's see this case. Ish Visha Shetskimu Lagarish Elash Isha Rehoysa Rotsa Lagarish Bechalutin, Vahish Rosha Shetlagarish Betanai. And there was a stalemate. A stalemate. He only wants Allah Tanai, she wants absolute. What happens? He divorced her finally. But at the moment of the Gerish, he forgot to utter the Tanai. So what's then? So the Barhetev says, if the woman is the one who initiated the divorce, it's considered to be a get al Tanai. Because that's what he originally had announced. Here we go again with our whole discussion, the get mivina, the whole business all over again. That if there was an understanding, and the one who wanted the get is the woman, so she obviously was doing it on his understanding, and therefore, the Tanai is a Tanai. We said earlier, that in a similar context, it's the Maram Lublin business. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Aye, what do you mean? Gili Daita Begita Lav Milsa. What do you mean? He had there was an expression originally that he wanted to give it only out tonight. That's too far removed. Gili Daita gives two answers here. Two answers in the Pesachei Tshuva and Simon Kufman Gimel Sifkot Nalef. Why don't we apply the principle of Gila Data Begita Lav Milsa? It's a very good question. Why don't we apply that principle in this kind of a case? So he quotes that the Radvaz asks his kash. What would the Marib do? So one answer we spoke about already before. In the Pesach Shuvah Kufla Medalas of Kod Malach. The Bach! A distinction between Gilui Daita before Kod Malach and Achar Malach. Gilui Daita, Rav Mil says in the Gemara Kufla Medalas, after the Gemara is already written, suddenly says Baruch Atova Meitiv. That's Rav Mil. Here the Gilui Daita precedes everything. So if the Bach is right, we understand Pshat over here. If the Bach is right. But we weren't so excited about the Bach. We thought the Bach was against Rav Poskim. We thought, maybe. But then he has a Levush, which we didn't spend any really much time on, because we sort of glossed over the Levush's three chuvas in the Maharal Lublin. This is the Kuf Kav Gimel, where he says, no! Gilui Daita the Gita Lad Mil says only a Shvacha Gilui Das. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. It doesn't really mean much. Maybe he's just I'm making a wisecrack, a quip. But if it's Beferish Mamish, then it says the Levush, Gilui Daita the Gita, in fact, is Milsa. Tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. A Chiddush Nifla. The same Radvaz who wrote this Tshuva wrote two other Tshuvas. One Tshuva he writes as follows. Interesting question. A man tells the Masada Gittin, listen, I only want to divorce my wife conditionally. Okay? I'm an Amoritz. I'm trusting you to do it properly. What happens? The Masada was a Shtigal Amoritz. And it was the Rabbal. And the Masada forgot to make a Tanai Kofi. So up to me, I would say, too bad. But yesterday's Lamdus, right? He stepped on the gas and never breaks. Right? He wanted to have a Gerishin. And he tried to stop it with a Tanai. The Tanai was done in a faulty fashion. Like the mechanic made a mistake in the service station. And the car goes into the wall. Here the mechanic is in the side again, made a mistake in the formulation to make a Tanai call. Well, and the get goes right through. That's what I would say. So the Rabbi says, no, not true. It's not true. It is absolutely not true. Why? Because you're going to say that it is true. You're going to say that it is true. It would be a get ma'usa. Strange expression. Our first time this year, I didn't get Musa. What's get Musa mean? A forced get. Forced get? Strange expression here. Forced get? Yeah, he's forced by the Masada who made a mistake. The Masada said, I'll do it for you all tonight, and he bumbled it and fumbled it and said it wrong. So the guy's considered like it was forced to give a get. To me, it's a very big stretch of the concept of get Musa. It's not a gili doctor. It's a mi remamish to get Musa. That's what he says. That's a mistake in the print. Then in the third shul, he had to run Radvaz, he quotes, it's really a function of the Eda Mesira on the get. In other words, if a man gives a get and starts talking Tanai language, and then the get is given stam, it depends. If he enunciated his Tanai, which preceded the get, in front of the people who ended up being the Eda Mesira, so they know from the beginning it's given out Tanai, then it's out Tanai. But if he told this Tanai to two people, and then it's the Eda Mesira to other people, then the Tanai is gonished. So the last line of the Pesach Tshuva is V'yesh la'ayim b'shlosh ha'tshuvas eilu shal ha'radvaz u'lechaven ha'dvarim shi'u mat'imenu m'chuvon ha'zel ha'zeh. I'm not sure you can put them all together over here. I think the first and the third are really the most contradictory ones. I thought so. But the first and the third was somewhat contradictory. Because in the third one he says but the Eda Mesira are the people before whom he said the Tanai. So we should say that the Tanai is valid although he's silent at the moment that the get is given. In the original Tshuva, he seemed to say, not that way. Right? In the original Tshuva, he seemed to say, he seemed to sing a different tune. So it's unclear. Now the Chora, all of this is not Lamaisa. Why? Because Bismarck is every single get that goes through a rigmarole called Seder, a get, in which the husband said, I'm given a get unconditionally. I'm a vatlan, it's no, everything's unconditionally. We have the problem. The old problem is Rav Yitzchak Chanan and Yitzchak. Especially the second case, where you say, it's Dvar Shebelibo Velei Paladam. It's obvious to everybody that he wants to be out tonight. He told the rabbi, write to get out tonight. I don't want to do it out tonight. And the rabbi fumbled it and didn't do a tonight kafel. So when I asked him, are you giving it out tonight? And he said, no. It's obvious to the whole world he meant no, because I'm trusting the the rabbi to make sure it gets done on Sinai. So therefore, I don't know in these kinds of cases what would happen if that Ein Yitzchak was correct. Yes.
These cases, you're assuming messed up, meaning he just said stop. Meaning stop, he didn't say I didn't want it. So maybe he's not right. He said I don't want it tonight. It's a little more favorite. So.
Maybe you're right. Maybe. I'm not sure. It's a complicated story. I'm not sure. Just pointing out that once again, our old ghosts reappear here in Kufem Gil, the Pesachet Shuvah, Sivkot Nala. They come back again. Yeah.
This is the third case. If he didn't say today, maybe this year. If he believes in Gila Nusa, Gila Das is good in the first case, then does he require Gila Das to be towards the end of this year? I mean, what do we, in general, what do we require?
That's my problem. I thought he held Gila Das that he does nothing earlier.
Well, in the first case, he said it isn't. It isn't, you know?
What is it, the first truth? First truth about what it say? The Radvaz argued on the Marit, no? Gili Dada begins to laugh Klumu.
So
I'm asking, it's steered between the first and third Shuvah seem to be contradictory. That's what I thought. The second Shuvah is a different issue. The guy made a mistake. What kind of status that has? A different story. Okay. Now, fine. So the Gemara has over here, and back to the Gemara. Okay, let's put the Shavuot away for a moment, and go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, and if I am Dalet of an Aleph, in describing this condition over here, on the fifth wide line, what happened over there? A Braisa. All right, the Gitach Avonash, Titli Masayim Zuz, Afa Pish, Nikra Gedo, Nevin the Tureshes, Ula Acher Lo Tinose Achetite. That's a whole new literature. Because the Gemara Furish that you cannot get married until after you fulfill the Tanai. Why not? It's retroactive. Amanas. The answers were afraid you won't fulfill the Tanai, and that'll be bad news, super bad news. If you don't fulfill the Tanai, what's going to happen? Nu, the Mafresh turned out to be a what? Ashes ish, and Bonam Amzerim, and the whole works. Why take a chance to such a thing? We shouldn't let any woman marry until the Tanai is fulfilled. That's what I would say. It stands to reason. If I didn't know Shas, I didn't know Rambam, I didn't know Shulchan Aruch, I didn't know Ran, I didn't know anything, I would say, don't take any chance. The stakes are simply too high. What's the rush? Don't get married until after all the conditions are fulfilled. That's what I would have said on my own. And that's what our Gemara seems to say. Let's turn out to the Ran to see his discussion of this on the Flam and Hammer Days in our print. We talked about this issue. The Ran. Now it says, not only is this true, he quotes the Gemara, I am the above Amid Bey. This is on the sixth wide line of page 70. And I am the above Amid Bey. Look at this case. Hey man, he's not coming back. He died. He is not coming back. Now that 12 months passed, he really didn't come back. What do you mean? He died 8 months ago. He knew he wasn't coming back. Now we're about to get some mason apparently. Different story, yeah? Yeah, so you see from here that they were very mad. That's what I thought, the biggest chum in the world. It's against the Gemara that Pei Gimel, he asks, what's the final lesson? Yachi, whatever the Yachi is, Tanoi and the Alma lo Tinso, Dilma lo Mekayim, Tanoi, the Gidimso get bottle and banana, I'm saying, question mark, exclamation point. You mean to tell what I just said? That until the Gedis is fulfilled, you can't marry? That question is asked Bithnia. The Alma, the call tnai muteres linasei v'ein choshen shema lo yiskayim atnai. The Gemara Pei Gimel talks about the kula in the shaila. So he gives a distinction. Yeshlomer, ein adom etnai shu b'shev al tase the tnai sheyesh v'kum ase. She kol tnai shu b'shev al tase kagon shlo tinasei l'ploni v'shlo tishti yayin matiunas linasei yad v'ein choshen. Shema Tabra al Tanah means Bekum Vaseh. It was a status quo. the chazaka. She does nothing, then she is divorced. We're now worried she's going to do something to undo the divorce. Not the Gemara, not the Gimel. That's our case. Shem al Tas. Avot no shebekum vaasei kagon. The line begins the word kagon. Shetipdili masayim zuz, etc. 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 Choshesin shem al neskayim atnai. We're afraid that she, you know, because she will not do something. Big difference between, you know, what's the status of nothing happens. Is the get going to be good or good or no good? If it's going to be good, then we're not worried. If it's going to be bad, we are worried. Then he adds a line. But don't think that every single tanai of this nature you can rely upon it. When can you rely upon it if it's on this vato b'kum v'asei? That's only if it's in her hands. But the chen kol tanai she b'shus ha-cherim ben she b'kum v'asei ben she b'bitu chol shen lo. What's an example? Ala Gemara. Hello, bossy mikad yubes chodesh and I involve chol shen shem yavo. I, right now, the status quo, he doesn't come back yet. Let's say Sheva Altasa, we can rely on. No, you can't. You can assume she won't do something to undo a get. But somebody else, not in her control. We go so far as to say, Vafilu Mace, the guy's dead. He is not coming back. Doesn't make a difference. Nami Gazvinon, they made a Gzeira Mace Atucha. Atkireka. You see clearly that in the case where he's alive, certainly have to prevent her from remarrying for fear that there'll be a bitul atnai. That's the most chumra de kashir. This is the, we'll call it the middle sheet, which is the round sheet. I have a chumra and a kula back to back. Vachere machmirin v'yomim sha'afilu b'tnai shutoli bo afilu she'ev al-tase asura l'inosa shetzkayim atnai. That's what I thought. The biggest chumra of all. That's what I thought. It's against the Gemara, not the Gimel. No, you read it wrong. You read the Gemara wrong. What do you worry about? Croesus. It's a croesus problem. Look at the sugya, which we're not learning now. The croesus problem. Gemara says, bit me up. You mean to tell me this is a croesus problem? What does croesus mean? A total separate of husband and wife. And the Gemara thought this wouldn't be croesus. Gemara says, no, you mean to tell me this is not croesus? It is croesus. We're not discussing at all the issue of bitul atnai. That's the second most common to confuse. Therefore, you can never marry. That's what I said. What I said, you can never marry until the tanai is fulfilled. Period. No ands, no ifs, no buts. What's stood in our way? Pei gimel. We interpret pei gimel. Yachi kulu tnoi the amalot tinsiv. Dimel makayim tnoi. Zimel mazayim. That implies that you mean to tell me that really is us, sir? Pit me up. We're saying, now it really is us. It really is. I think Gemara is asking a question. No. The Gemara is, what about a croesus issue? According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass croesus. Again, we'll see this in the ninth paragraph now. Now comes the most cool of the Rambam sheet. Ramachem mekilim bali omrim shakol tnai shu biyodo bein shu shei v'yaltasar bein shu kum vasei gom anashu tishti yayin anashu lo tishti shalo tishti either way mutares li nosei miyat. As long as it's in her hands, there's nothing to worry about. If it's not in her hands, plenty to worry about. This is the Rambam Shita, which is the most megalodic Shita, if you will. Who's right? You have to call in the Rambam Zal. Next paragraph says, Duran, HaMechuba Shebidvar HaMelu, the B'tnai Shebiyoda, V'Beshev Al-Tase, Lo Chashin. This is the first sheet of the program, no? Did you read it again? I think it's the first sheet of the program. She's A, B, C. A is right. Speaking of Rambam, the next paragraph, Darmino, he has the Kashin. He says, well, Rambam Zal. That's a strange way to say it. The Rambam always has that. What did he say? Shem nisraf ha-gero ne'ova da'at kodem sh'tekai matnai shubim einem igureshes. L'chatchil lo tinosei v'yemnisis lo teitei. What do you mean lo teitei? That's what we spoke about already yesterday. This is the Ramach, Ramosh Kone, asked the Kashim. This is a tremendous Kashim. I'm trying to get to the roots of yesterday. This is what the Ram summarizes these various cases. Okay, but with me so far, this is important to know. If you learn Hilchos Tanayim, you have to know, what do you do in the interim? In the case of the Tanayim Me'aksha, which if things go right, it'll be good, but you don't know what the future, you're not a Navi. So there are three different Shitas Lahalacha in Iran. And what about Shitas HaMechaba Lahalacha? That's also discussed. What did the Mechaba say about this? Open up. The Mechaba says like this. The Mechaba says, wait a second. I have to, one more point. I knew it was one more point missing. One more point. The Ran, back on the Ran still. One more point in the Ran. The Ran has the kash against the Mekilin. The Chitema, I'm sorry, I left this out. Him Cain, Heki Amrina and Lahapa. This is four lines with the word Hamachuva. See the big word Hamachuva? Four lines above it. We have line with the word Hapa. So the Achal, Tinasa Shatitain. Why? Right? How can it be? How can it be? What do you mean? It's in her hands to give the 200 bucks to him. And if we said it to the Rambam, any girl she's in her hands to fulfill, so she can get divorced, she can get mad right away, because we know she's going to come through in the clutch. Or she'd be a disaster for her. We can trust her. He says, no. No. Why can't we trust her in that case? For a simple reason, he says. It's not in her hands. Why? Why is not in her hands? The Shema Yelech Lo Habal and Dinas Hayah. When the Sina Bal Kocho Shalo Befanov Lo Shmo Nasinak Matlon Fanem. In other words, the Machloikas are not Ayin and Hey and Manalov, I believe. But the Sina Bal two days, right? He could be Amri. But the Sina Bal Kocho Shmei Nasina Lo Shmei Nasina. Even the man Dabol Shmei Nas Shmo Nasina only said it Befanov. I stick it in here. Take it. That's considered the Sina. If you're not around, you're somewhere else, and I just say to somebody else, take it for him, or maybe we go to business and discussion, or just put it down in front of a third party and say, take it, or in front of your place, your house, you're not there, then presumably everyone agrees that it's no good. So how can you say it's in her hands to fulfill it tonight? The guy will run off to China. She can't catch up to him. And if she tries to give it to him, she'll open fun about conflict. It doesn't work. So it's simply not the other. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Not biyada. It's not biyada. But if it's biyada, ain't chosh and shemal to kaimenu. I feel the kumbah say that's a Rambam now. Okay, it says v'yeshlo neinosu v'chatchila afa pishadam v'skai matnai then chosh and shemal v'skai hol v'hoya atnai v'me'achshav o v'amadas v'adah. It's in then according to everyone who wants Jesus Shish Mamish according to the Rambam even it's as we said before it's v'chatchila v'chatchila v'chatchila. Okay, that's an important point. So again, back to the Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? What's the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel says as follows: Ulechatchila lo tinase kodem kiyum matnai. Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Beis. Second. Ulechatchila lo tinase kodem kiyum atnai. Umiu, says the Mechaber. B'tnai shu biyodo v'shevi al tase lo chashinon shema tavar olov. He passes like the Ran. The Beis Shmuel quotes the Rambam. The Beis Shmuel quotes the Rambam. In Sifkot and Dalet, quotes the Shittas of Rambam. He quotes it, Shita Sarambam. Oh, now, do we follow Shita Sarambam? He just quotes it. Doesn't somebody pass like Shita Sarambam? He just quotes it. I want to the Rambam, what do you do with the Kasha which we saw from the Ran? Our Gemara of Titanim Messiah and Zeus goes to a whole Arichus. That the Rabbi Magid says, Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam rejects our Gemara in favor of the Gemara of the ninth pair. Someone asked, I saw later on, what do you mean? You're rejecting a brisa? It's a brisa over here. Rejecting one second. Rejecting a brisa in favor of a member? What are you saying? That's the Magen Mishnah says. He said, you don't like it too much, the Magen Mishnah says. So then he quotes, we're afraid she'll lose all her money. She'll simply lose all her money. She won't have the money with 20 zuz to give her. It's not beyond her, she'll lose all her money. And then the third thing he throws in, something again interesting, he says, well, maybe we're worried in the scene about Tov Avol Shmonis. We're trying to defend Shitas Rambam over here, right? Rambam. The Rambam. Well, Rambam maybe we'll hold the scene about Tov is Puzzle, or Tinasa Lechatchila, and therefore we have to be cautious for that. That's a fair part. Later on, the Ran himself quotes, and the Beis Shmuel himself quotes, that there's enough 2 days on the Fayan Hay with the scene about Tov Shmonis, Sina, Lav Shmonis, Sina. The Rambam has a funny psak, puzzle, what's puzzle mean? What's puzzle mean? Only with the Rabbanon. So they say he couldn't have been chashish for the other Lashon, for the first Lashon. then it should have been bottled with the rice. He holds like the second lashon. But the second lashon seems to say he can be get married with chatchila, and the Rambam seems to say no, you can't get married with chatchila with the rabbanon. Vimnisus lo teitze. So the Ran had a better way out. The Ran said, "Well, I should love the father." And Shalom Bafanav is the passion within the rice of the Chaladeus. For some reason unknown to me, the Beis Shmuel, who quotes that Ran later on, says it's before Shalom the Gemara that way, in Sivkot and Zion. For some reason, he didn't quote it. He's only worried about a Pashan of the Rabbanon, because it's even it's talking about Bafanav. Why did the Rabbi say about Shalom Bafanav? I don't understand why. I don't want the Beis Shmuel seem to have. Take that word out of here. The Shmuel seems to have a beautiful Ran, a beautiful terrace, which is Merubach Me'ol, and instead he's gone climbing on the walls with all kinds of Shmerikai. It's Rabbanan, we're Cheshved Rabbanan. I wouldn't be Cheshved Rabbanan. I would say, the reason a woman can't marry now, because in case Chas HaShalom is Okim at night, is get bottle Banem, I'm Zerim, and all of them. But over here, the worst case scenario is to be a get which is good Midaraisa, Lotinasa Lechatchil, and Mrs. Lotetze. I would tell her to get married to Chathchila. With the worst case scenario, she's still divorced. I don't know what came over the Beis Shmuel. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Don't understand. Okay, so that's the Mechaber over here in Sif, Simon Kufman Gimel, Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Then he quotes, incidentally, the opinion of Smanav Shishtam Achiyachol, which we spoke about earlier. It's quoted over here too. Yeah, you had a question, sorry.
Yeah, according to the Rambam, can't you just say that it's not the other at all because he could be mochel? And since he has tried to be mochel, we know in that case it's Aiden the Reshes.
Be mochel is a whole discussion of whether Mechila works. This we haven't done in the Gemara yet. But Tzurek and Mechavein.
Right, but the Rambam Paskin said.
But Tzurek and Mechavein, so Mechila doesn't work. But she can still give him the money? Was it?
Once he's
mm-hmm. In the Tanai of Almanas, the Pashtus is in the Tanai of Almanas, that's a discussion earlier. Thank you for bringing it up. And in the first Beis Shmuel, he says over here, in the case of a regular Tanai, Hamagarish al Tanai, Shiskaim al Tanai, Tiam Gureshis. So he says, and Yesh Leba Levatel Haget, until the time that it takes effect, or to add to the Tanai, or to make a different Tanai, until the Tanai is fulfilled. Says it by Shmuel Sifkot Nalef. Nirim, to be Tanai al-Manas, gam ken yochel levatel atanai. What means, in what sense? This is the opposite sense. Levatel atanai, be ofen she yochel aget miyat. Vein tzitzel lebel aget mimeno. We have to be careful with the word bitel atanai. We use the word bitel atanai to mean that the Tanai was not fulfilled. But the expression here, bitla tnai, means a different thing. Bitla tnai means I now remove the contingency. I divorce a woman on a tnai condition if it rains tomorrow. And I say, forget the rain tomorrow. She's divorced in any case. That works. That works. That's what he says. That's a chiddush neira. That the get is going to work. I don't have to take it and give it back to her. It's an automatic get from right now. Chiddush gadol. That's the Vatla Tanai in that sense. Right? But, if he wants Levatel HaGet, Ulahasnos Tanai Acher, Oz, Balmanas HaGet Chal Miyad Eme Yochol, Uvitznai De'im, Vayelo Yud Lochal, Yochol Levatel in that kind of a sense. So let's, Yom Mechul, we haven't read the Gemara yet, Mechul. Let's see the Gemara Mechul, and then we'll try to answer your question. Let's first read the Gemara. All right, Rabbi says, turn to the Gemara, let's see if you answer his question. Come on. I know there's a lot of rounds, but the Gemara comes first.
What was the question?
He has a question, Mechulin. Why don't we worry about the Mechulin issue? Okay. But we haven't seen the Gemara yet. Gemara, I am dialed this goes on to the Smachlokas for Amanas Me'achshav, or not Me'achshav. Okay? That's the Machlokas between who and who. Rav Huna, and it goes back to Machlokas Atanoim. This is the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, so they seem to be fighting about. Well, Manas is Me'achshav or not Me'achshav. So the last finding was a different interpretation. The Gemara says, no. Hakol modim v'omar Manas, kol Me'achshav dami. That's for sure. Lo nechlegu elo. What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? What kind of case? Elo b'mehayom ula achamisa. So Rashi, last Rashi in the daf. Lo nechlegu elo b'mehayom ula achamisa. The rabbanim esafkelo itno havi. This mehayom emphasizes the word mehayom, right? In which case it's me'achsha. I chazara havi. Or is it chazara? What's chazara mean? He changed his mind. He started saying mehayom should be retroactive, and he changed his mind. And it's only chal when liachamisa. Ule Rebbe vaitzno havi. So say that the machlokas is by this kind of an expression. Mehayom alachamisa. That's an interesting chiddush. A chiddush. That's the last line of the Gemara. It turns out more upside down. V'atanya b'nichusa, right? And I'm on $9 base. V'atanya b'nichusa. Me'ayom olach ha'misa get ve'eino get divrei chachamim. Rabbi Yomer, because they get. Hey, here it is, mefurish. Mefurish b'raisa. They're not fighting my almanasa. They're fighting my what? Me'ayom olach ha'misa. Fet digmar, eyes in the kash. Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomer be'almanas pligi. That's Rabbi Yehuda before. That they're fighting my almanas. Ah, the miflegi b'ayom ulach hamisa, liflegi b'amanas. So why is the price of quarter machlokas? I don't have quarter price about five amanas. Answer the Gemara. You're right. Lo diach hakocho the Rebbe. They want to teach a tremendous kach of Rebbe. The Rebbe say on both sides. Even not only is amanas a get, because it's me'achshav. But even what? Even what? Me'ayom ulach hamisa is also a valid get. Frein ma fakert. Lifgu ba'amanas. Ulo diacha kocha de rabbonon. That even amanas is ain't no get. What's his koch that tera or deflay? Want to tell you the koch that tera. So me'ayom ulach hamisa is more chomer than me'achsha, than amanas. And even in that kind of a case, the machlokas ha'tanoim and Rebbe's make them. Let's take a mark. Take taste the gaval the kakash. Admitfiki b'mehayom lachamisa lifti b'almanas temo devada iya b'shamina nilsa derabonim b'mehayom iya b'pligi b'almanas. If a disputed almanas would have yielded the opinions of the two parties with respect to what? With respect to mehayom. If that were the case, then it's more asking a good kasha. Have a parach shapir. Amalein and zel is a klum. They're not connected. Da filu hava amir abonon. Ba amanas get ve'eno get. Even as I said that. Filu le mehayom hava modu da havi get gomor. Ditno havi. O shemelo havi get klal. The chazor havi. So it could have been one extreme or the other. So based on this kasha, the second kasha comes with a chiddush neira. Look at this chiddush. The kodesh doesn't really make sense really to us. Nira l'ri, l'rav Yehuda l'chshiyitein. He's the one who said im have a get v'adai. Aval ad shiyitein. I would have said zero, right? No. Have a suffek. Have a get v'eno get. T'misafkalei b'omah manazi k'miyachshad on me. Yes or no? Unbelievable. Because of these kashas, he's squirming. Tosis is squirming so badly and saying. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's not going to be Ashram, it's going to be a suffix. What's the suffix? He's not sure. Is it the Ashram? Is it not the Ashram? We don't have, what kind of stake is it? We never heard this before. There's no mucker for this. So that's what all the Mepharshim say. And according to this Rambam, it's only Yushim Betuv Tam Vidas. And all these Rambam after the Kasha Tosis Ego, as the Plan Shul points out, Ram will also answer this kasha beautifully. So now what Tosis is saying in a squirming fashion, they're sort of stuck with their back to the wall. But although Rabbi Yudas is a lich shetitein, if we really mean that until that time it's a doubt, even though we have no basis for this doubt, Korn Ram is b'yushim b'tuf ta'am. So the Korn Ram, even assuming that lich shetitein is a tanai of im mamish, even every single case of tanai of im, it's still going to be Tchilas Agerish, and earlier we said before the Rabbi Yochanan Shiur would struggle the living day, the Torah's getting shot, it's going to work in the sugya very well. That was Tosas says, we call now Kilu Kfal Shev. Tosas is forced to this very difficult statement because they have no choice but to answer the kashas in the sugya. According to the Rambam, it's be smooth as silk. Again, another one of the rides that they bring to shoot us a Rambam. Fine. So now I want to get to your issue over here about the mechulim with the tzulis with the tzula. That's a gemara over here on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. What happened? There's a story in Sidon. What was the story in Sidon? Interesting story. What happened? He said, "Gitan Amanasha Titli Itztalisi." What's my itz? What does itztalis mean? My coat. My kapota. I'll give you a get, but I need my kapota back. I want that kapota. You think it's craziness, no? You think it's mishuga, right? I'm sure you probably. I'll tell you a story. A story happened, Rabosai. A story happened. It happened. I'm telling you, the story is less than a week old. I don't think it's stories of ancient history. Less than a week old. It's a year old, but it's less than a week old. What happened? There was a man. He lived in the borough of Brooklyn. Okay, we won't go any further than that. So generally, he's vague enough. And he and his wife, she's been in a quote aguda for a year. What are they fighting about? You're not going to believe it. You think if I have $10 million? No. The man won't give the gap. You know why? It's the Lisi. Mamish. She has some of my furnishings, some of my things with the apartment, maybe she's holding on to some. Who knows what? Furnishings. So I'm not going to give the gift until I get it back. Who? She says, I'm not going to give it back until you give me a gift. A classic standoff went on for a year, I both say, over silliness. Smash. So what happened was, they had to have a whole, believe it or not, she was bezin about this. And the bezin decided like this. Okay, the woman, it's much red cross. The woman has to put these furniture she agreed to give to him in storage. Storage. And then the rabbi from the bezin take the guy to the storage. Say, yeah, storage. The end of the world of Brooklyn. Endless down there. Avenue Z, I don't know where it was. Who knows where it was? Maybe some. Who knows where it was? Maybe some. And the piers, I don't know where it was. Some Eckveld, some middle of nowhere. And the rabbi had to take the man. To take him to the storage site to show him that indeed, to satisfy him that all of his important things were there. And once he was satisfied that all of his critical important things were there, he went back to civilization Brooklyn. Okay? And he gave the get. And after he gave the get, got to go back again, and he took the stuff out of storage. So, everybody's the red course, you know, maybe, you know, we're dealing with human hostages, I understand. It's the Lisi. Don't ever make fun of these Mishnais. They happen in real life. Okay? So now, what happened in this case, in this particular case? He said, I'll give you the get if you give me back my Itzlis. Nebuch, she lost the kapata. She lost it. The valve. It took us, we had to go to storage. And let's say the storage had a fire. I don't know if you want to say. The kapata's burned up. So you made it tonight. So now it's going to be no good, you'll say. I'm going Tita lo estameho. Cost $100. Give $100. Says the Gemara over here in the final dollar of the base. Man tana the kartani maisa. Who is it? Chesir metzvach kartani. Mama manasha titan li estalisi. Vem estalisu. Estalisi dafka kamala. No. Has to be the kapata. The kapata gets lost. No get. Rashbag on there, Peter Lois on there, on the Maisa Shahoya, etc., etc. Look at this. Amazing. That's what they're fighting about. What's the big fight? What's the fight? So, the Rashbag says, as Rashi points out so beautifully, all he cares about is money. Why money? Look, a kapata with $100. You don't give me the kapata, give me $100 cash, even better. Everything boils out to money. That's Rashbag. And what does Tana Kamala Rabbanan say? No! He said a kapata is a kapata. That's it. No substitutes. That's your Gemara. Bominei Rav Asi mi Rav Yochanan Arezi Gita Chamash Titmi Masayim Zuz. V'chaza v'amala mechulim. was mechulimi. Was mechulimi. Mechulimi da marachaya, mechulim lach. Forget about it. Ma. Tibor le rabbonan, tibor le rashba. Tibor le rabbonan, atka lo kama rabbonan hosam. Elo. Tilo achla dabo. There's no mechila. All he just said was, all right, cash is being given instead of a kapot. That's no good. Aval hocha hocha amal ha-mechulim lecha. Mechulim lach. He said the mechulim lach, it's all machul to you. That therefore they should agree that the mechila works. Well, do not forget. Afilu ha-shbag lo kamal ha-dekom ha-faisal ha-bedami. You gave money, please. You gave something. You gave money instead of the kapot. Aval ha-gamri lo. Amalei. So he answered his question again. What's the question one more time? The question was, they made a get with the condition to give me $200. At the end, he said to her, Mechulim loch, Amalei, Eina Megureshes. The get is not a valid get. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. It's in Kuf Mem Gimel Sifhei. I'll read you what it says. Amal Amanash, if Titili Reishtus Mikan, but Shloshim Yom. Let me give an example of Shloshim Yom. The Chazer V'yamala B'tocha Shloshim Yom Harehem Mechulim Lo Eina Megureshes Sherei Lo Nasa Tznai. The Mechama Pasen Agal Gemara that Eina Megureshes, the Tznai was not fulfilled. You can't just say Mechulim Lo. The Tznai was not fulfilled. Here's his chap. You already pointed out a little while ago that there's a possibility to have a new kind of a statement, namely that it's true, I know that the Tanai is not being fulfilled, I want to get to be effective without a Tanai, without a Kiyama Tanai. In other words, here it's arguable what the person is really saying is, you know, you're supposed to give me $200, I'm meichel. There's an expression in the Gemara elsewhere, Hareini ki'ilu niskabalti, and something mechila means that I say, listen, as if you gave me the $200. That's the machlokes in the Gemara, Shaila in the Gemara, and we pass in the Chumrah. You can't say, as if you gave me the $200. You didn't give. You're not undoing the Tanai. Saying the Tanai. The Tanai remains. And I will consider the handing over of the $200 as a fulfillment of the Tanai. That's no good. That's the Gemara. But the Yeshomim say over here, Hanimidik Shalom Amala Ela Harayim Hey mechulam lach buvad, avalim amala leve gita below shum tnai harezu megureshes vein tzarach libo mimena. Different story. He's saying now I want to undo the tnai. A different word. I want to undo the tnai. I want to. It used to be a get what avala tnai. Now I want to make it a get belitnai. Used to be a get avala tnai. Now I'm making a get belitnai. That works. That's a yeshom. That works. That's what we spoke about earlier. That works. It's a different word. Before we were saying in the first case of the Gemara, the Tanai remains a Tanai. Now consider it to be the fulfillment of the Tanai. That we pass does not work. But there's another possibility. I have a get bitnai, and I want to convert it to a get belitnai. And according to this one day in the Mechaber, that actually works. You can convert a get the Tanai to a get belitnai. That's a positive husband of power. I can't pesh also. Yeah.
Because the Tanai that would stop the get, and he's saying that he's Michael on it. It was all up to him in the first place. He didn't really care so much about it. He's giving up on it.
You're 100% right. But once the Tanai is on the books, okay, and hasn't been removed from the books, you are now trying to redefine what's the fulfillment of the Tanai. Can't do that. But you do have another move. What's another move? Remove the Tanai from the books. Mecheni na mesifecha. Remove the Tanai from the books completely. Yes, sir.
Well, if we say
that
we change the get tonight into a different
kind of... Into a get tonight, yes. Get tonight to a get tonight.
If we say that the get tonight, if we say that, no, it's not muffled on the tonight itself, but
he's muffled
on the part of the tonight that says, I want
the
Israelist
to be,
but he isn't
muffled
on the...
Yeah, you know what he's asking? He's asking a funny question. I'm Sabigu. If he wanted to, what could he have done? He could have said, I want it to be get belitzim tonight. So let him in the Bigu and not say, I'm not going to get with the tonight. He can give me the money or the istus. You know, I'm not sure if you're right or wrong. Maybe you are right. But in this case, he didn't say it. He never changed the tonight at all. He's just saying that the money, I'm viewing the money as a substitute for the issur that he cannot do. Could he rephrase it your way? Maybe you're right. It's a good point. Maybe you're right. Fine. That's the Gemara. The remainder of the Gemara is a beautiful piece of Gemara. Very interesting. Very interesting, but we're not going to go into it because it's primarily Bava Metzia, the Gemara, as I call it. It has to do with Dine Mamanis, which we're not going into now. But one that I must bring to your attention, where the Gemara towards the end of the narrow lines is as follows. It throws in the principle of Litzura Ka Mechave. And Rashi tells us the sad truth. The sad truth. Litzura Ka Mechave. The Stam Megarash is Ishto Mitoch Evo Hu Megarash. People don't get divorced from love. They hate each other. We don't say as long as he makes the profit, it's good enough. No, that's an important premise here. They hate each other. That's important to keep in mind. Now the Gemara starts a new sugya, which the Ryan mentioned a few minutes ago. What's called the Sina Bal Kavu. What's the context? Batei Erechom. What is Batei Erechom? Who knows? Anyone knows? Did a pasuk of Chumash? We never learned Chumash over here. What does the pasuk say in Chumash? What does it say there? You know what it says? For a year. That's a deadline. After a year, if you don't buy it back, then what happens? It belongs to the new one forever. Not like a field that goes back. The Yovel, forever. So what happens? So Rishona, that last day, he'd hide. Just imagine that you have 12 months are up on a certain day, and he's afraid he's going to get the money that very day, so he goes into hiding. This way, preventing the seller from giving him the money on that last day. You can see the tension in the building. He's going into hiding. No one sees him. I'm in a cellar or a basement. I got you. The sun's about to set. I got you. Right? What happened? Hitzkin, Hillel, Hazokain, Shiucholeit, Cholei, Shotolei, different, very different yourselves. Esma Osav, Lishka. Right, you come to the Lishka special office for this. The Yeshoveres Hadelis, the Nichnas. Not the door of the office. Go to the door of the office, you go and it's open. You go into the door of the office. Give them, put down the money, and break, then they change the locks on you. You break the lock and go into your own house to make sure you show you and make an appearance before the year is up. Psh. It's like I'm over there still in the break the door. Psh. Okay? The aim of such a year, it's a hello. The guy who was there, but until now, you what do you want? You have a little small, so come get your money. Amar Rav, Bitakanasa Shel Hillel Nishma.
And Rashi says, like, I get the Surahu, lo tikkun hilel. So therefore, the get is no get. The Sina Bakar is not a good get. Maska for our papa, Vitame Rav Sivir Barashi, Vidil Makitshuk, where the tikkun is lo befana. Ava befana, maybe that, the Bakar, ho, have in the Sina. Yes, the Kasha, and there's no terrors. Adchia, can't bring a riot. But one thing is clear, Bakar, and Shalom befana, is certainly considered Nesina Bal Karcha Loshma Nesina. Now, everyone has agreed to that. That's very important. That's what the Ran said. That's the Ran said we read earlier today. That's Shalom, the father of everyone agreed, Nesina Bal Karcha Loshma Nesina with the Raisa. And that's what we're afraid about in the case of Titnili Messiah, which is going to run away. She won't be able to find him or catch him. And it's not the other than the Kamina Tanayan of the Raisa level. Based upon this Gemara. That's the Gemara that we said to the Fairish Gemara. That the Beish Shmuel. This is Gemara. We wonder why the Beis Shmuel changed, and we don't understand why they called the Ran as is. Still don't understand. Igad Yamir, a second lashon. The second lashon is more liberal. The second lashon suggests that maybe the Nesina Bal Karcha really is Shmuel Nesina. The Gemara doesn't resolve which lashon is really right, and there's a whole pilpul in the Ran and other possible who's really right. Is it considered Shmuel Nesina or not considered Shmona Sina, what's the din? Not really filled with Gittin. So the Rama says, funny Kabbalah, but I thought you're puzzled. What does puzzle mean? The Pasha says, he holds a Midaraisa, it is a good Nasina. That's the second Russian. The Rabbanim are more Machmer, they said you shouldn't rely upon it. That's what it says. Okay. Atkan, the Inyanim of our Sugya as such. I'm ready now to start the Sugya of Tanai. Sugya Klolos of Tanai. I told you, the main Sugya is in Kedushin, but this is also an important Sugya. Tana Rabbanim. How is the Gibbet Vanir Shali and the Mugureshis? Amanash Taxilius and the Yar Mugureshis. Mashtaresh, Mashtaresh, same is the same thing. Right? So the Gemara has a bunch of kashas. Gemara has all kinds of discussions over here. You need tonight couple, you don't make tonight couple. Bottom line, what I'm trying to get to over here is you need what the Gemara calls, you need tonight couple, you need tonight couple on the Maisa. Right? And the Gemara is suggesting here it's phrased inappropriately. It's like one of those Gemaras, they keep adding more problems, they keep adding more dinim. What about this din? What about this din? What about this? They never got to the point I'm trying to get to yet. Here it's the last line on the page, finally. Finally, the last line on the daf, they finally got to the main point, which is the main point of Asugi. What is that? My husband, my b'nei Gerob, b'nei Ruvain, t'nai b'dav rechod, amai s'dav racher, afko, afukeyom, stop. What do you have to have? You have to have tnai b'davar echod and maisa b'davar acher, as opposed to the case over here. Hareze gitech vanir shali. Even if you phrase it in perfect fashion, right? No matter how you phrase it, tnai kofel, tnai kofel and maisa. No matter how you phrase it, it's still the tnai doesn't work. Why? It's what's called in our language tnai maisa. B'davar echad. What does it mean, tonight, my b'davar echad? What do the words mean? What do you mean, tonight? What kind of business is this? What do you mean? The first four words on the page, on Amad Beis, tonight, my b'davar echad. What do the words mean? Rashi says, b'davar echad, b'get atzmo, hu atnai l'achziro, hu amaisa lios get. Rashi is very misleading, I think. What if it'll say, hariat megureshes, hariat megureshes, b'tanai shetikhi es anir v'tasimi also ala shulchan. My version of the Hebrew condition. What do you say? You get the impression from Rashi that's no good. T'nai of Maisa v'dover etha, they were both on the same piece of paper. You'll say, well, for what do we mean? I mean, after all, B'nai Gorb, B'nai Ruvain is two different things. The east bank, the west bank. Rabosa, I'll give you an answer. B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvain had a Tanai with X number of words. So every Tanai has to be X number of words. B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvain was about Eretz Yisrael, starts with an Aleph. Every time it starts with an Aleph. Oh, what do you mean? You can't just derive things from B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvain arbitrarily. It has to be a Svara behind it. So Tosfos Svara is much more misstep. What did Tosfos say? Maybe Rashi meant that too. Rashi, you can't really tell. What did Tosfos say? The Tanai Maaseh Davar Echad Pirush. Sha'at Tanai Soser HaMaaseh. The Ein Aget Chal Ela Achash in the sky and Matnai. For all then I get the other. It's contradictory. Hareza Gitach Vaniya Shali. So I say, Hareza Gitach Im Haniya Yashali. So the minute the Nia goes back to the husband, then it's too late, it gets no longer in the hands. And as long as it's in the hands, it doesn't go back. It's a contradictory. You can't have both ways. That's what it means. It's a contradictory Tanai. Contradictory Tanai is like a Tanai Shi'iyashal Kaimo. Of Matam Ashkosa Batorah, all kinds of these categories, which are not Penegor, but they will be Misvar. I will hail if Esther Zebra Matana. Amanash Tapsi Reildi. Lo Avit Sai Mamaisa Dover Echad. That's the famous Gemara in Sukkah we learned a few years ago. It's also Kiddushin. She also learned, maybe. I think so. That daf. Yes, learned it twice. Wow. Learned the Sukkah twice. Why is that considered an invalid sign? No! The Svile Almanat Kama Miyakshav, the Matana Chala Miyad, the Yotzebo Miyad, Kishayavo Liyodo. So Rabosai, quote the Tosis, if you hold, whenever you use the word Miyakshav, you'll never have the problem of Tanaya Maisa B'Dover Echad. Tanaya Maisa B'Dover Echad is only a problem in a case in which you can't give me back the object, the implement of the divorce, for example.
Once it goes back in my hands, it can't work in your hands. Now it's in my hands. It's a contradiction. It's an impossible plan to fulfill. Because you said the conditional to give me back the get. They didn't say the word me'afsho. So when should the get be? How? Why give it back? Okay. It's a man and a woman. Okay. So the man gives the get to the woman. Here's the man, here's the woman. Okay. So the man gives the get to the woman. When is it chal gets to the woman's hands? No, take that back. Because it gets to the woman. Harei at migureshes vaniya shali. So it gives the get to the woman. Okay? Now the woman has the get. But you said, I'm sorry, lady, but you're not divorced to give him back the get. Okay? Give him back the get. Oh, at that split second, the get's along with yours. So it's a kind of a kosa. So there's no time during which the get can be invalid yet. But you say, me'afsho. Harei at migureshes me'afsho. So get it back later. She was going to do rest of me after. That's what we do by every esrig. That's what's called the matanamas after by an esrig. You make it me'asha. Give you the esrig from now, right? On the condition, you'll give the esrig back to me. So for the period of time that you had the esrig was really yours, right? Because I gave it to the matanah. Now that you fulfill the condition, it was yours from that point until this point. That's what Tosfos points out. A very gevaldig crisis.
Does Rashi agree?
I don't know. What do you think?
Tosfos a condition.
Yeah.
It's today.
Would the Rashi read that?
No, I mean, today is how to answer the kasha of why the Esther case is not found in the Rekha.
What's the other teretz?
So the second teretz is what he says here. The first teretz is first that really the maskanas of Gemara is not. It's unclear with the teretz. It's not really clear with the teretz, but it sounds like the maskanas of Gemara is not the time of the Rekha is not really a problem.
We don't require it. That brings us to the final point for today, which is if and when do we require all of these various halachas. We've looked at a whole lesson plan over here. What do we have over here? We had Nasugya, we had tonight Kofa. Right? What else do we have over here? We had tonight Kofa on the Maisa. What else do we have over here? We had tonight Maisa Echad, the Maisa Racha. And the fourth thing we have on the next page, Hein Kofa Malah, but you've done it already. So all four Hilchas Tanoim are found in this daf, Gidnai and Hein. That's a beautiful primer. All the great lessons are here. So Tosa says, when the Gemara points out over here, Av kol tnai kol the ma'isa lafukin and hocha, the ma'isa kol the tnai. So Tosa says, Pirish for Quintus. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chanina, lo pligi, elu bekfelus. As you have in the Sefer Kiddush. I mean, some time, the hutzrach wa'omro, shul molikain, Yesh b'mashma sha'afri eretz kanan lo yinchalu. I read you the pasuk yesterday. What does it say? If you cross into the west bank, you'll get the east bank. And if you don't cross into the west bank, what do you get? The west bank. That's not so apparent. I would have said, you volunteer to fight the war on the west bank. If you come and fight the west bank, you get the east bank. If you don't fight the west bank, you get zero. So to exclude that possibility, that's what the Torah had to say. That if you don't go and fight, you'll get the West Bank. Not because you normally have to have a tonight cough. Normally only two possibilities. There are three possibilities. East side, west side, nowhere around the town. Right? Either you get the east side of the Yarden or the west side of the Yarden, you get nothing. So you would have thought you got nothing if it wouldn't have said you got in the west side of the Yarden. That's what it says. That's what the reason for the svar that maintains you don't need tonight kofel normally. Kosher, Rabbi Matiyah Tzadik Dalid, Mash Rabbi Hedi the Pligi Rabbanan, Nami Arameya B'Maisa Kodom the Tznai. Not only fighting about tonight kofel, whether you can derive from Bnei Godah Bnei Reuben yes or no, because of the possibility of you of a third possibility of getting nothing as opposed to getting Be'eretz Kanaan. No, then Baba Matsya Tsaridal, you have the impression that what? Rabbanan argue on Maisa Kodom Latznai also. Shh. So it's a problem. Tosis is suggesting that Tznai Kodom Latznai you certainly have to have, and couples of Machlokes. Fine. Tosis Akasha, what do you do with Masta Machkosa Batoro? Efshel the Kaimai de Shaliach? How do you see that in Gemara Ksuba Sayan Dal? How do you know? What's the svar? You mean to tell me that Bnei Godah Bnei Reuben was not a master Mashikosa B'Torah? No, says Tosis. How do you have a Maisa? You have to have a logic. You can't just say it was this way. So you have to have, it's not 18 words. that the Mitzray and the only one with Karka. These are just coincidences. The Eshloma, should be called Noyem Aksuva, the Meister, the Kedushin, in Perak Omer, the last narrow line, Havu Be'inyan Zeh, Shmamino, the Be'inon, Mamesh, Ki Agavna. You have to have it that way. You have to have it that way. Then he threw an unbelievable line. The Mukhosei Telechu, in Tovu Ushmat, the Gemara quotes took of Kedushin, Nami Rov Mitzvah Sayyadei Shaliach. Wow. Se'at Ayyadei Shaliach. What's the, is there a lumbus here, or is it just a glatt there's a custom? Usually everything has to have a lumbus behind it. So Rav Chaim gives it a lumbus over here. We mentioned before, I think. Rav Chaim's lumbus is that if you can make a Shaliach, show that you're the boss. If you can delegate, if you're in total control, to the extent you can even delegate and make an agent to do it for you, if you're that much of a boss, then you can even delegate, you can even have enough balabatishkeit to make a condition. We have pointed out a few times. You can't make a condition on everything. You have to be in charge and control to be able to make a condition. We said the woman can make a condition on Gary, only the man. He's in control of the situation. So too, over here we say, if you can do it through a shaliach, means you're in control. Therefore, you can make a get. You can make it tonight, otherwise not. This answers the kasha of Tosis in Nazir. It's the kasha, there are all kinds of mishnayos and gemaras about a neder al tonight. In fact, Tosis, you can't make a neder ayadei shaliach. This answers Rav Chaim. The fact that you cannot make a neder ayadei shaliach does not indicate a lack of your control of the situation. Cholila, you're in absolute and total control. Why can't you make a neder ayadei shaliach? Certainly just not give it over to shlichts. So you can make a kedusha b'yadei shliach. I said that's ridiculous. So you can't make a nevayadei shliach. Somebody just cannot give it over to shlichus. Just can't do it. As a matter of fact, the maksuba is ezakasha. How can I have a kedusha b'yal tonight? I see after the shliach. Tomorrow ezakasha. Maksuba is a find out. Actually that kasha. How can there be kedusha b'yal tonight? Which we know that can't exist. I see after the shliach. Answer the Gemara. Hukshu avayas ladodi. I mean, all the three methods of Kiddushin are compared to one another. And the same as you can have a condition on Kiddushin Ketzer, Kiddushin Shtar, you can have a condition on Kiddushin Biyah too. The big question, what the Gemara's Laskana means, or what is it? It's a Lamda Shavart. What does the Gemara really mean? Does it mean that all the forms of Kiddushin are really one and the same conceptually, or they really be a little bit different? That's again, not for now. In fact, places like this. Back here in Afayana, yes?
That means they really should require something to be able to be done by Shulat in order for it to be done by Shai. So Nether, you don't, if it wasn't for Kedushi Bi, the only reason that was for Shulat, but if it wasn't, then you would say that because it doesn't have Shulat, therefore you couldn't do it.
So I'll explain to you one more time. The only time we say that something which is cannot do through a Shliach, we do not have control. The only classic case thing is Chalitza. Chalitza. This fits with what we said over from Rav Chaim in a different context. What did Rav Chaim say? Chalitza, I don't do anything. The Torah does it. Right? You and I, the man will go through a certain action, taking off the shoe, etc., and the Torah creates the heter. That's a far cry from getting the Kiddushin in which you are the one who create the chalos, each of the chalos gerish. And you can do it through a shaliach. That's what he's saying. But neder, the fact that I can't do it through a shaliach is because if I care, I'm in such total control, it's not delegatable. It's only shevatim, it's nesayim. Kiddushin would be in Masakasha. Let's say there can be no tnai. So you're asking a kasha, doesn't it? The fact that you can't do the kiddushin would be a shaliach is not because you're not in control. You're in total control. Your body is your body. That's your asking
question.
Right, that's a good question. Rav Chaim is right. Rav Chaim is right that the only time lack of shlichus leads to lack of tanai is because the lack of shlichus indicates a lack of control of the situation that should not apply to kedusha biya. So what's the Gemara answering? That's exactly the Gemara's answer. That's Gemara saying, Hukshabas Adad, means you're just same as you're in control of Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Kesef, you're in control of Kedusha Biyah, so it's exactly what Gemara answered. Except the technicality, you can't be done to a Shlich. That may be the Gemara's answer. Let's go back to the Tosfos. Oh. Yeah?
So you're saying that the Kedusha Biyah both for making their money and the Rebbe and Maxi Kredom?
What does Tarsha say? Let's see again. Tarsha says over here, they quote Rashi at the beginning. Pish Bekudjus. Rameya, Rabbi Hanina, Lo Pligi, and Rabbi Kfelis. Okay? But they all agree, Dini what? Snai, call them Lemais. In fact, Tarsha is against the Gemara, and Sadi down, Baba Matia. So Tarsha, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tarsha. Okay? Machlokas. I might have to resolve who's right. Machlokas. How we pass it is important. First wide line. Nira, the Allah Kabi Meir, the Bina Tanai Kofi. How do you know? Because Shmuel and Rabbah hold that way with the sword, on Ein Hamid Beks. All the Mishnayis are referring to Tanai Kofi, Afal Gav, the Lal Pirish. Whenever the Mishnayis and Gittin and Kiddushin about the lack of, about Tanai, they don't say the Ferish Tanai Kofi, they're just using shorthand. Look, they said a Bryce of a Kofi of Tanai, even though Lal Pirish. Every Amanas, Tos says it's referring to Kfelis. I didn't say to the Farish. You need it. You always need it. You always need it. Fine. You always need it. You always need it. Oh. I want to read now the last four lines of Tosfos relates back to mamish, back to the beginning of today's year and then last week's year. Hiksheva ben Chana. Kevan the beginning of tonight kofel beizel neshech baba mitzias amavav. Gabi ikaimas tidachana. If you will survive your serious disease, I will be yours. Dika ama pitume mili biyamahu. It's a joke. Mashmash im hisnahu kimoshehi amra hayamoril. An implication. If he would have made a condition the same way that she phrased it, it would have been valid. Am I? Hello, kafir that's knowing. You need tonight kafir. Well, Marie, hold on, I got petumi mili mishum below mahani. I feel the rabbonon, the rabbi meir. So the Gemara in Baba Metzia, son of Vav, is only according to the rabbonon, the rabbi meir, who don't require kfeilus. This is critical, because we already saw in our discussion of the halacha lemaisa. And there were those who say the Marami Lublin built this whole case on Baba Metziah Sam of Rav, Baba Metziah Sam of Rav is Shalom Kalach. Because they're assuming you don't need Tanai Kofa. We passed him, we're assuming, you need Tanai Kofa. That's what some poskim say, but he's always totally wrong. The Gimel and Yonim Yesh, we made reference to this yesterday. The Yesh Mekomos, the Binan Tanai Gomer, Rameh Tanai Kofa. The Yesh Mekomos, Shalom Binan Elah Gili Das. The Yesh Mekomos, I feel gay, look, Gili Das, Lo Be'inon, he says in Kiddush Mem Test, what's the way, you don't even need a Gili Das, I told you. He gives all of his money away to somebody, turns out the son and his wife is pregnant, he didn't know about it. That's an example, you don't even need a Gili Das. It's obvious in the circumstances, he wouldn't want to do it, were not for the mistake and the fact that he had had made. Okay? Here's what it says. So, you need to not call the mice. Pashas we do. What's the lum? Is there a lumdus behind that? Tonight, there is. Hey, I want to just end with this nakuda. Is there a lumdus behind Tanai Kono Lemaisa? Is there a lumdus behind Tanai Kofu? Is there a lumdus behind Hain Kono Lelav? Yes, they all have lumdus. Why? You can make the following suggestion. You have to have a Tanai Kono Lemaisa for the simple reason. The minute you say a Maisa, it's all over. It's too late. If I say Hareyad Mekudeshes Li, and I start adding the Kudas. Too late, Charlie. You ready? Too late. It's done already. It's done. Over. By getting the Kudish, don't say Tel Kudeshi B'Kudim. Happens to be a Gemara. So, too late. Too late. It's over. It's over. It's over. That's really tonight called the mice.
Yeah, but actually,
good question. But listen, we could have suggested this far. Now. Oh. Well, I ain't calling the lab. We think it's not exercise cost. So the rod is an amazing idea. Amazing idea. We just got through saying that tonight calling the mice is based upon a logic. They have to say it tonight first. If you say it tonight, it mice first, it's all over. The rod is a svara, tucked away in the middle of a long piece. But the reason you need a ain't calling the lab is not so much because you need a ain't calling the lab. Rather, what is it? Either the lav after the hain.
I repeat, the reason in Hain Kotel the Lav of the Ran is not so much because you need the Hain before the Lav, but because you need the Lav after the Hain. Why? Because we're afraid that if you end up with a Hain, you end up with a yes, it's going to go through. It's going to be valid, and everything else before is just ignored. You have to end, forgive me, on a down note. The down note should be that such and such won't happen, then it's not a get, it's not a condition, it's not a sale. So you shouldn't make a mistake and think, it's just Tom Gaplopple deployed it. But at the end of the day, the last times were, I raise a get, raise a condition, raise a method. No! To knock out that possibility, you require that the Hain after the Lav, the Lav after the Hain, so you end up with a Lav. One of the rice is Al-Gamar. Al-Gamar has what is it? Lav, Hain, Lav. It's Al-Gamar, Rav. Lav, Hain, Lav. If the halacha were, but you have to have a Hain before the Lav, it's somewhat of a problem, because you have a Lav before the Hain. But if the nature of the halacha is you have to end off with the Lav. You end off with the Lav that we have. You end off with the Lav, even though it was a Lav at the beginning, Lav, Hain, Lav, a sandwich, they still say the valid, that the Tanai is a valid Tanai. On both sides, I'm giving out the Bechinas, but I want to think tomorrow to discuss. Number one, Shir on Sunday. I want to give Shir on Sunday, but some years, I'm telling the honest truth, the full disclosure, some years there were Tamina who said I have to go away for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.